WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in Southern California are warning of possible life-threatening flooding and mudslides. Up to 10 inches of rain is expected to fall beginning tomorrow. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says while the city will be ready, residents need to plan.
And when in doubt, stay home. Stay informed. Stay prepared. Make sure your emergency supplies, medications, and essential devices are on hand and charged.
U.S. launched airstrikes on targets in Iraq and Syria, retaliating for last week's drone strike in Jordan that killed three American service members. White House officials say they do not want escalation. President Biden's on the primary ballot today in South Carolina's Democratic primary, a state that revitalized his candidacy 4 years ago. And a bipartisan group in the Senate says they have an agreement on a new border deal that would include funding for foreign countries. This is ABC News. Michigan juries expected to begin deliberations Monday in the manslaughter trial of a mother whose son shot and killed four people at his school. ABC's Trevor Ault has the latest from Michigan.
Jennifer Crumbly charged with those four unprecedented counts of involuntary manslaughter. The prosecution claiming she was too wrapped up in her own hobbies and extramarital affairs to pay attention to her son's cries for help.
She walked out of that school when just the smallest of things could have saved, could have helped Hannah and Tate and Madison and Justin.
Crumbly's defense attorney countering, claiming the prosecution cherry-picked evidence to turn the jury against her.
2.2 million Teslas, almost all that have been sold in the U.S., are under recall because of an instrument panel warning light that's too small, which the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says can increase the risk of a crash. A software update will fix the problem. Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new study finds a troubling link between racism online and higher rates of stress and suicide among black youth. Terry D. reports.
Online racism includes jokes and misinformation, but also censorship or the removal of content posted by black users. Psychologist Dr. Raquel Martin explains social media is often a representation of what is happening in everyday life.
Having social media provides you with an opportunity to see how people that look like you are being treated in their own city and state and country, and acknowledging the fact that that is not often good.
The study reveals black teens with repeated exposure to racist posts internalize the content as threats, resulting in trauma-like symptoms and emotional distress. The Social Media Victims Law Center asserts that online anonymity and beliefs in digital freedom of speech are seen as justifications by those who post white supremacy ideology. Another study finds young people experience an average of 5 posts that include racial discrimination per day. Teens may see the content as teasing, not racial harassment, allowing cyberbullying to thrive. Martin says the apps commonly used by teens could do more to rein in the negative content.
I am not naive enough to think that individuals in the social media realm aren't aware of this. They're very much aware of this, but I also don't think they very much care. And a lot of the times the things they care about are losing money.
Recommendations to counter harmful online content include community, faith-based, and mentoring programs, and to address the stigma in the black community of seeking therapy and connect teens to mental health resources geared toward youth. This is Terry D. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Badgers hope to rebound. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, the number 6th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers lost Thursday night to Nebraska 80-72 in overtime. Matt LePay with the call on the Badgers radio network.
Hepburn with 7 seconds left. Chucky, a deep three. It's off the rim, no good. Gary the rebound, and Nebraska wins it in overtime by 8. And another court storm here in Lincoln as the 6th-ranked team in the country goes down.
Now, Wisconsin has a chance to hold on to that spot in the top 10 when they host the number 2-ranked Purdue Boilermakers Sunday at noon. Head coach Greg Gard asked, will his team need to cut down on the turnovers against Purdue?
Yeah, that combined with bad shot selection and no play in the paint. You know, we don't get to the free throw line, and we aren't going to get fouled when you're consistently shooting jump shots.
That's the Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We want. Yeah, right. Like Jack FM was going to forget to play the commercials.
Let's face it, nothing makes you look older than you really are than thinning hair. But what if you could not only increase your hair count, but promote new hair growth without surgery, without drugs with potential side effects, and without a prescription from your doctor? Well, now you can, thanks to a breakthrough new supplement called Hair Grow, provided by New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Europe. Hair Grow is now available in the U.S. Only Hair Grow contains Tokogaya, a powerful antioxidant that has received a U.S. patent. Multiple clinical studies show Hair Grow is safe and effective in promoting new hair growth. In one study, 95% of the patients using Hair Grow saw increased hair count. Don't lose more time and more hair. Try Hair Grow today to feel and look your best. Just go to newnordicusa.com or visit Walgreens or Amazon to purchase. Look younger and feel more confident with Hair Grow by New Nordic at newnordicusa.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. More and more sun as the day goes along. Today, we'll see a high near 42 degrees. For tonight, some patchy fog again. Otherwise, a low near 21. For Sunday, some patchy fog to start the day, then mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. For Monday, partly sunny and a high near 47. Currently, 23 degrees.
Here's a dyslexic bunch of Rowena songs on FM Jack.
Oh, still living with your ghost. Lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't wanna be your downtown. I don't wanna be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase, I do believe I'll find myself a new place.
FM would love to play your requests, and by love to, we mean never.
Thank you.
103.1 Jack FM.
Look, if you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment that you captured, or just let it slip. Yo, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, there's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs, but he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down, the whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out, he's choking how, everybody's choking now, the clock's run out. He's broke, he's so stagnant, he knows when he
Hey, Jack, can I have a job?
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that every man's gotta be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got one hand in my pocket and the other one is giving a high five. I feel drunk, but I'm sober.
Think Jack FM is part of a deep state conspiracy to make you buy stuff?
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers.
Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. More and more sun as the day goes along today. We'll see a high near 42 degrees. For tonight, some patchy fog again, otherwise a low near 21. For Sunday, some patchy fog to start the day, then mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. For Monday, partly sunny and a high near 47. Currently, 23 degrees.
103.1.
Hey, Jack.
Jack FM.
Wow, Jack.
I'm digging the music.
True that.
Digging the music.
True that.
About time.
True that.
I'm sure beats working for a living.
We'll be right back.
lollygagger or a dilly-dallier? 866-930-JACK.
I just wanted to let you know I'd stop the world and melt with you.